It's Tuesday, the 9th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The government has confirmed that the new fully subsidized tertiary education model will roll out in 2026. Cabinet has approved the framework making registration and tuition free for all undergraduates at public universities and vocational centers, with eligible students at private institutions also expected to benefit. Here's the Education Minister, Dr. Sanet Steenkamp.
This historic step was announced by the president with the words, "The fees have fallen." And this means that no young person's future will be limited by the family's income. Students can now focus entirely on learning, growing, and reaching their full potential. The non-tuition costs, such as accommodation, transport, and learning materials, will continue to be supported by NSFAF, and they will do that through means testing with a new income threshold of 100,000 and an allowance annually of 17,000 for those most in need.
MTC has announced that its second branding and marketing in Durban will take place from 8 to 10 April 2026 at the Mervinpick Hotel. Speakers from Namibia and South Africa will feature Chief Brand Marketing, Communication and Sustainability Officer at the Mobile Telecommunications Company. Tim Ekanjo says MTC will continue investing in the industry's growth. Company spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi has more.
The next year edition will see feature experts from different countries, Malawi, Zambia, Kenya, South Africa, Zimbabwe, and local speakers, where we will all just come together, converge, share notes, share expertise, knowledge, experience, and share innovative strategies and ways of how we can improve our professions and the industry profession of communication, branding, marketing, and advertising. We are very confident that, again, come next year, we are going to host yet another world-class branding and marketing endeavor.
The Forum for South Africa says AfriForum and Solidarity should be sanctioned for allegedly spreading lies about the country during recent visits to the United States. FOSA leader Tebogo Mashilompane has accused the groups of working with foreign powers to undermine South Africa's sovereignty.
If AfriForum and Solidarity did not go to America to lie, Donald Trump would have nothing to accuse South Africa of. Somehow, this unfortunate situation by AfriForum and Solidarity may be seen as a planned one, even from the side of the United States, I allege.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's president, Felix Tshisekedi, on Monday accused Rwanda of violating its commitment to a U.S.-brokered peace deal aimed at ending years of conflict in the country's mineral-rich east, just days after attending a signing ceremony in Washington. Reuters reports that Tshisekedi made the accusations in a speech to lawmakers. There was no immediate response from Rwanda. And the death toll from renewed fighting between Thailand and Cambodia over a disputed border has risen to 10. Violent clashes broke out yesterday, less than 2 months after the country signed a joint peace declaration. Thailand's foreign ministry spokesperson Nikondesh Balangkura says Cambodia's aggression is unwarranted. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.